You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, I got to do something about the opening line. Sassy and stimulating. I mean, maybe years ago, when I first started the show 4 years ago, it might have been a little bit more stimulating. I might have been a little bit more sassy. Now I'm just plain ornery, a little obnoxious, crass. Maybe that's, honestly, I don't want such high hopes for my show. I don't need the buildup, okay? Because if I don't have the content, it ain't going to happen. I was watching Bering Sea Gold. Do you guys watch that? You know, I watch Gold Rush every Friday. Whenever it's on and there's not a rerun, I love Gold Rush. And then after comes Bering Sea Gold. And I met a couple of people involved with Bering Sea Gold when I was up in Alaska this summer. And I just think some of those people in Bering Sea Gold are idiots. Did you guys hear about what happened in the episode before last? Somebody decides to swim out to one of the dredges, I guess, in 30-some degree water, and I don't even know if he had a wetsuit on, and then he gets hypothermic, and then he almost dies, and I don't know if it's the editing, or I don't know if these people are just really stupid. And I watch the show because I want them to find gold, but it seems like lately the whole show is about people doing stupid things. And I'm very concerned because they have this new diver on one of the dredges. It's not the anchor management. It's one of the other ones. And am I using the wrong word? Dredge? Is it a, should I just call it a boat? I'll call it a boat. A boat that helps suck up the gold and then put it in the sluice box. All right, I'll call it that boat thingy. And anyway, so they introduced a new character who was talking to himself, and then something had happened with his weight belt, and he started to yell and scream, and almost looked like he was going to go on a shooting rampage. Now, somebody like that on national television, you would think should kind of be a red flag for someone that may just kind of go all violent. All right, but they're probably going to let this one go and, you know, make him a star. And I'm looking at this guy going, okay, if you want to watch somebody that could, you know, go up and, I mean, I'm not saying he per se would start shooting at a school, but somebody like that character who talks to himself and then talks himself into a frenzy where he starts to scream and get mad, that makes me a little nervous. And I don't think that kid is medicated. So, kid, I think he's like 40-some years old. So, I like it when I'm still called kid. So, I don't know where I'm going with this, but, you know, I'm watching these shows, and I'm just baffled by some of the craziness that I see. I guess there's a poll out today saying Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton are in a dead heat. Am I missing something? Is there already a race? Why is that? They say right now Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie are in a dead heat for 2016. Are either of them even running? Do we even want either of them to run? I don't know. So I think I woke up this morning and I'm just trying to figure out what year it is. But we do have a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess New York City is now instilling some very, very strict rules in New York's public hospitals where people will only get a 3-day course of painkillers. They're trying to stop the rampant pain prescription abuse that's been going on there. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? So we'll talk about that. How should we curb the overuse of painkillers? We also have a deaf man who apparently was making some signs in sign language, but somebody took it for a gang sign and started stabbing him. That's some pretty crazy stuff. It also looks like our men here in the United States live shorter lives than men of other high-income nations. I don't understand why. The Dr. Dahlia Show, I think, only plays in the U.S., so there should be no excuse for that. Then we also have a story saying patients are rarely told about medication errors. So when somebody makes a mess up, most of the time the family isn't made known. I wonder why. So we got a lot to talk about. Plus, we have new rules coming into play with women and their sleeping pills. So busy, busy day. very, very busy day. So please tune in at 1-877-DOCDOLLY. You could call in. Why am I, what is wrong with me? I haven't had any caffeine today and I'm stumbling on my words. This is ridiculous. No, I don't need a drink. You'd wonder if it helps. You'd wonder if I did have a drink, maybe I'd sound more lucid. This is ridiculous today. You know what it is? I didn't sleep much because our cat just wanted to sit there and lick my eyelashes all night. And then I woke up really, really cold. Our heater's not working. And the cover I have, I use when I hot flash. I have one of those down comforters, but it's not a comforter with cloth. It has a cloth, but it's white. And so the white gets very cool. So I was freezing all last night. That's probably what it is. I think it's freezing. And then no bras fit me this morning. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just really quickly here. We know the weather has been pretty crappy for most of the United States. Even California has had a cold spell. I mean, California is supposed to have some of the best weather, Southern California especially. So I was on Fox 5 News last night discussing, you know, what kind of hazards there are when, you know, the winter does come and the cold. And we need to realize that our seniors and our kids, if they aren't bundled up or even brought into the house when they should be, they could risk hypothermia. We right now are dealing with one of the nastiest flu seasons in a while. And my office has been slammed with flu, and we ran out of our flu shots. I mean, we haven't run out of flu shots in years. And already, here we are in January, no more flu shots. So keep in mind, the cold is making things a little worse. I was asked why. What's the difference between cold weather? I mean, people in Alaska, you know, don't get sick all year long. Well, this is the time for flu. I mean, we are coming into peak season for flu. And many of us, since it's cold, we don't go outside. We aren't riding our bikes. We're all in combined closed spaces, breathing on each other. So it's very easy to spread germs. You know, we aren't washing our hands. We aren't washing our keyboards. We're sharing each other's mouses at work. And, you know, these germs could live on inanimate objects for hours at a time. I mean, hepatitis C could live on the table for months. I mean, these things, you think these things will just die off. No, they sit there and they find a way to still be able to propagate and grow. And then here you are. You kind of tip-tapping. Oh, all right, Dr. Dolly, and tell her what a good show she has. And then you get the germs on your fingers. So don't forget to wash hands. Don't forget to wipe off work areas and workstations. Make sure you're well hydrated, lots of nutrition, and keep listening to Dr. Dolly. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We still have some cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia cruise up in Alaska this summer. Please go to my website to check that out at drdahlia.com. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. From what I understand, the ship is actually sold out, but the rooms that we blocked, we still have some more available. No, that doesn't mean people would rather just be on the ship and not a part of our part of the cruise. No, it just means we had our act together and we grabbed the rooms when we needed to and we have some extra rooms. Don't be reading too much into that, okay? So, some cabins still left. I can't wait to travel with you guys. You guys are so mean. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, some people think Mayor Bloomberg is mean. And the reason why they think New York City Mayor Bloomberg is mean is because there are guidelines that have now been issued to New York public hospital emergency rooms to curb abuse of potentially addictive and quote-unquote deadly painkillers such as OxyContin and Vicodin. There are new limits on how widely the drug should be prescribed. Okay, so this is where government is coming in and telling doctors how to prescribe, okay? But some of you are going to be for this because we really do have a lot of people on painkillers and we do have an abusive emergency room system. So we're going to talk about this here a little bit, all right? So apparently emergency departments in New York City's public hospitals will only prescribe a 3-day supply of opioid painkillers. Now, your opioid painkillers are probably your Lortab, your Vicodin, which is equivalent, Percocet, Tylenol with codeine, Ultram, all right, Ultraset, Right? I don't think they're supposed to prescribe long-acting versions of drugs like OxyContin or MS-Contin. ERs will not refill lost or stolen prescriptions either. The city said that the move is aimed at reducing abuse and overdoses. They say the number of emergency room visits in New York alone related to painkillers almost tripled in 2010 from 2004 to 143 visits for every 100,000 people. They say the use of painkillers without a medical need in the U.S. increased 75% in 2010 from 2002. Now, this is according to the Archives of Internal Medicine. They say more than 15,500 people overdosed on the pills and died in 2009, more than double since 2002. So Mayor Bloomberg thinks the abuse of prescription painkillers in his city has increased alarmingly. And in addition to him and the soda pop and the popcorn and the supersize and whatever else he wants to restrict, he's going to restrict pain medicines in the ERs. Now, where I see this as good is our emergency rooms are pretty overstocked. I mean, our emergency rooms are pretty slammed. And standing room only, long lines, and it would be kind of unfortunate if somebody is there who doesn't need the pain pill. They're in line to get the Lortab. Right, whether they sell it, whether they take it to get through, you know, the next political 4 years. I don't know why they would be taking their pain medicine if they don't need it. But some people use it. They use it to sleep. And that would be horrible if you got a kid with asthma, 10 people back, you know, waiting. And so I can understand I can also understand what the cost of emergency rooms. If people don't have insurance and they're going for free to the emergency room, getting their Lortab for free because they have no intention of paying the hospital bill and leaving, something's got to be done. But then again, any time the government gets involved, whether it be the city, the county, the state, especially in terms of health management, I just get a little nervous. And I could see a lot of things go wrong with this. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. They say prescriptions for opioid painkillers filled by New Yorkers increased 22% over 2 years to 2 million in 2010, with prescriptions for oxycodone increasing by about 50%. Oxycodone is a Percocet. Percocet is another one of the more widely used pain pills being abused by high school students. They pop a perk. That's just what they do. Oh, I got menstrual cramps. Pop a perk. I got the SADs. Pop a perk. My boyfriend broke up with me. Because, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever taken opiates, but boy, do they, you get stoned a little bit. Now, for people who have chronic pain, these things barely touch it. And that's why they end up becoming addicted so easily, because they need to take so many so often. But for people who don't need it, they get a little narcotic rush, a buzz, because their opiate receptors get saturated, and they use it as a legal way to get high, many people. So if the emergency room departments are being overcrowded because you have people that want to take painkillers for those reasons, okay, no, that's ridiculous. Limit it. And, you know, get them to the regular doctor. But if a lot of these people don't have health insurance and they do have degenerative disc disease, or they have a knee that needs to replace, a hip that needs to be replaced, they're fighting cancer, some other disorder, and they need their pain medicine, you want them to be able to get it. I mean, 3 days. And then the other question is what is 3 days worth of pain medications? Okay. I usually write anywhere between 20 and 30 pills. Right. When I give a person a pain prescription, let's say they, you know, their ankle swelled up, I'll give them 20 to 30 pills, and I write it every 4 to 6 hours. Now, I'm hoping they only take a couple that day. Well, somebody that takes one pill every 4 hours, even sets the alarm at night to wake up, they're going through 6 pills. Well, six into 30 is 5 days. Yeah, see? No calculator. I know, no calculator. So if they're talking about 3 days, does that mean they're going to be giving 15 pills? Or if the doctor goes, look, I only want you taking a couple a day of these, so I'll give you 6 pills. What are they talking about? And for those of you that do take Lortab and narcotics pretty regularly and need pretty aggressive pain management, that's not going to cut it. Now, again, if this is a deterrent, for people to not go into the emergency rooms so they could use their emergency room for more life or death cases, that it is going to be successful. I could see that, okay, because now people will know they're only going to get 10, 15 pills, that's it. But then again, I mean, if people are using the ER system for free, they'll even take those 10, 15 pills. They'll take what they could get. Now, I know there's doctors out there that prescribe 120. I live in Las Vegas. I practice in Las Vegas. There's a, I don't know if it's a sting operation anymore because I think everybody knows about it, but undercover cops are going into doctors' offices. And, I mean, God bless them for doing so. I mean, you know, it stinks to be an undercover cop. I know many of them. And they go into doctors' offices and they, you know, pretend that they need these medications. And if doctors prescribe over 120 willy-nilly without, you know, examining the patient, without asking why they need it, without going into any detail, they could be in trouble. So we are trying to, in the medical field, and it looks like through our police force, trying to decrease the amount of painkillers out in circulation. We are. We're doing as good as we can. The medical board is also giving us guidelines on what to prescribe. But I get a little nervous when the city is stepping in. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what should people do if we are going to start seeing this trend of less pain medicine? Now, we know with Obamacare, there's going to be a lot of limitations. We're going to have limitations to access. We already have doctors leaving the field. We have less coverage per patient, per insurance plan, because now that they have to cover birth control and they have to pay for physicals, they're going to be covering less of the auxiliary type of benefits that you could get with insurance. So what happens if you're one of these millions of people that really have chronic pain issues? Well, I've discussed that with y'all. I told you years ago, get ready, because you need to have a system in place. And my suggestion is to talk to your primary care doctor and see if you should be co-managed by a pain management specialist. All right. I mean, I'd love eventually for all of you to get off the medicines. I mean, after a while, these pain medicines, they can hurt your liver, they can hurt your kidneys, slow down the bowel. And, you know, you get so tolerant to it that what if, God forbid, you're in a car accident and you need some, you know, significant pain control, and the nurse who doesn't know you walks in with one little baby Lortab, you're going to be climbing the walls. I mean, you know, being tolerant to these medications and requiring 6, 7, 8 Lortab a day is not healthy. But while you're being treated for chronic pain and while you're waiting for new treatments to come out and new type of surgeries, etc., it's not a bad idea to have pain management involved and pain management to oversee what's happening. And when you do search for a pain management doctor or an internist who will help you with that, or family doc, etc., nurse practitioner, PA, make sure there's somebody that's going to be kind of in this for the long haul, because the last thing you want to do is lose your doctor. I've known many patients that have lost their doctors because they didn't follow the rules, they didn't pay their bills. Bills. Oh, yeah, Lord have mercy, guys. Pay your bills. These doctors are not putting up with it anymore. I took on a new patient yesterday who got kicked out of her doctor's office for not paying a $6 bill. Now, that was her story. Maybe there was a little more to that. Maybe the doctor really didn't like her. Maybe she didn't follow her recommendations. But if that is true, yeah, why should doctors see patients for free? So if you require some pretty intensive management, make sure you have a good relationship with that doctor and make sure you set it up early. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month month, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month, or 7 day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who was working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. Big thanks to Talk Superstation Live and all the other affiliates that play us. And, of course, big super kisses to everybody at KDWN. All right, guys, a lot to talk about now. The American Cancer Society has come out urging smokers who have smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for 30 years, or those with a similar history who have quit within the last 15 years, to talk to their physician about getting a yearly chest CT scan. Because CT scans, one of my favorite tests, love the CT scan, does a pretty damn good job of picking up lung cancer. Now, I know people creating Obamacare are probably like, oh, no. No, no, that's going to cost too much money. No, but it works. This isn't the first time somebody has recommended that we CAT scan our smokers. Now, when I was in training and I was rotating through my hematology oncology rotation, the doctor who I trained under had said, you chest x-ray all your smokers twice a year. Chest x-ray. Now, yes, CAT scans had been out for a while, but the screen at the time was using chest x-rays, even though technically, according to the AAFP and the American Association of Family Practice Physician guidelines, you're not supposed to screen for lung cancer using a chest x-ray. That's what the specialists do. And he told me, chest x-ray every smoker twice a year. Now, I didn't, because again, I was a little worried about the radiation, but I would, you know, screen my smokers with the chest x-ray at least once a year or once every few years, and we were very, very lucky to catch people with lung cancer, get them treated early, never lost a patient, knock on wood. So, I think we've done a pretty darn good job, but I know it's not good enough. I'm very frustrated that the only thing I'm semi-allowed to do, if at all, is to order a chest x-ray. And we know a CAT scan picks up nodules. They look at lymphadenopathy. I mean, the CAT scan can tell us so much more. True, there's higher radiation risks, absolutely. And if you, you know, get a CT with contrast and you have an allergy to a contrast, that could be risky. Kidney disease, the contrast could be an issue. But when you're looking at somebody who has smoked a pack of cigarettes a day for 30 years, they have a very, very good chance of being afflicted with lung cancer. I mean, look how many people get lung cancer who don't smoke. Now, apparently patients as young as 55 and as old as 74, according to the American Cancer Society, should consider getting the yearly scans if they are considered at high risk for developing lung cancer. The group's recommendation, they say, comes in the wake of mounting evidence that low-dose spiral CT scans of the chest are more likely to detect newly establishing lung tumors than are chest x-rays. Lung cancer, of course, is the leading cause of cancer death in men and women, even more than breast, colon, prostate, cervical, uterine, ovarian. And lung cancer is still, even with people cutting back on the smokes, still the number one cause of cancer death. From what we understand, in 2009, which is the last year for which we have this type of data available, 206,000 Americans had got lung cancer, all right? And 158,000 of those people died of the disease. Now, we have not had one person, one of my patients in the last 13 years, die of lung cancer. Not because I'm a good doctor. I'm as good as anyone else. But it's because we like to screen them early. And we're very aggressive about getting people off the smokes. Extremely aggressive. Now, of course, what do we do with these recommendations when we're being told by task forces, well, we need to cut back on pap smears. We shouldn't even be doing EKGs on people if they don't need them. We should be definitely not doing chest x-rays on people, not running PSAs, putting off pap smears, putting off mammograms. How the heck are we going to convince an insurance company to pay for a CAT scan? How? How? With Obamacare coming into light? I don't know. The American Cancer Society has a lot of clout, but not that much. All right? I don't know if they put any money into Obama's campaign or not. I don't know. Now, something that is being considered by Obamacare is covering nicotine patches and nicotine gum. We talked about this a few days ago. Apparently, there is a environmentalist group, a consumer group that is urging, I don't have the study in front of me, that Obamacare should cover the nicotine gum and the nicotine patch. Some of you think it's a good idea. I'm kind of scratching my head with this one. I've never had a patient quit smoking. Never had a patient quit smoking who took the nicotine patch or the nicotine gum. Have any of you successfully quit smoking with the nicotine patch or the nicotine gum? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, I know there are people out there. I mean, obviously there's a market for it. But most of my patients say when they took the nicotine gum or patch, they subsided some of their smoking, but they went right back to it. Why? Because they were still addicted to nicotine. So if my tax-paying dollars is going to go to a treatment covered by Obamacare, it better work. And why would I pay for nicotine gum and nicotine patch and not a lung CT for our smokers? I'd rather my money go to the lung CT. than the nicotine patch and the nicotine gum. I would rather know my money is going, you know, to prevention. To me, I think paying for nicotine patch, nicotine gum, would be a waste of money. Now, if they want to pay, let's say Obamacare wants to expand some of their benefits to cover counseling, smoking cessation counseling, I'm there. Absolutely, I'm there. Or, you know, like we have AA, Nicotine's Anonymous. I think Nicotine's Anonymous is free, but something like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. If any addiction specialist, that to me makes sense. I've seen more luck with hypnotherapy getting my patients to quit than I have with the nicotine gum. I've seen more luck with Chantix. Now, I know a lot of people are concerned with Chantix because of the side effects and the bad dreams and the possible suicidal thoughts. So I don't know if Obamacare would ever pay for that. But I have to admit, I've seen more success with Chantix because it helps you fight the nicotine addiction. Basically, it acts like a nicotine decoy. So when you quit cold turkey 7 days into using the medication, you have the nicotine decoy hopefully satisfying the brain, which is why there's always room for those kind of weird psychedelic side effects. So you have the decoy working. You aren't introducing nicotine into your body. You do a three-month regimen. That's a way to be able to withdraw from nicotine as easily as you can. That's why there's a market for Chantix. And I've seen more success with that. I don't mean to do a commercial for Chantix. I realize a lot of people don't qualify for Chantix. I think there was even some flirtations with the idea that it could bother the heart. So, but I mean, for our taxpaying dollars to go to nicotine gum, nah. Prove to me it works at 100%. Prove to me, please. Now, another story we're going to talk about. Of course, our phone lines are 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our medications and side effects in general. If we should be concentrating on medication side effects as much as we are concentrating on gun violence. I was being interviewed by John Phillips on KABC in Los Angeles, and the story broke that James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter, had four prescription bottle medications in his house. There were reports that Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook elementary school shooter, had prescription medications. And when an author had looked, or a reporter had looked at previous mass shooters and their medications, such as the Columbine mass shooter was on Luvox and SSRI, the question comes up, could these medications be what is causing these people to just crack and start going on a shooting rampage? So I'll talk to you about how I feel about that and when we come back from the break. Of course, please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away. This is Dr. Dahlia. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. I thought I could swallow the mucus quicker, but I couldn't. Break came on too fast. All right, so I've learned some sign language in my time. I remember in the second grade when I grew up in Scottsdale, or Phoenix, Arizona, we had to do You Light Up My Life in sign language. So that was some of the first sign language. You light up my life. That was the big song back then. You give me hope. But I couldn't sing. They go, Dolly, shut up and sign. I wanted to sing, but we were supposed to sign. But I really really don't have a good grasp of all sign language, and I sure as heck wouldn't know if my sign language could be interpreted as a gang sign. Well, unfortunately, a man who is deaf was stabbed several times. From what I understand, he's in stable condition in North Carolina after his sign language was mistaken for gang signs by another man. Apparently, Burlington Police Sergeant Mark Yancey said 45-year-old Terrence Irvin Daniels was using sign language on another deaf man. A third person saw them, thought they were flashing gang signs, and stabbed Daniels with a kitchen knife. He's in stable conditions at University of North Carolina hospitals in Chapel Hill, and 22-year-old Robert Jarrell Neal was arrested with assault with a deadly weapon, intent to kill and inflict serious injury. That's crazy. I held on $500,000 security bond. So, I guess I have no idea what the sign is, but that's pretty scary. I mean, the last thing our hearing impaired citizens need is to worry about somebody stabbing them because it could be misinterpreted as a gang sign. That is horrifying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in the news this week, they say if you are a man in the United States, you most likely will have a shorter life than those in other industrialized countries, including Europe. They say among 17 high-income nations studied, U.S. finished at the bottom when it came to life expectancy. American men live about four fewer years than those in Switzerland. Switzerland ranked first. Women in the U.S. also ranked near the bottom of life expectancy. Now, why? Is it all the crap we eat? I mean, people eat crap everywhere, but maybe we eat more of it in America. I know in Europe they walk more. I mean, Switzerland, no wonder they're healthy. They got the Alps. They get to ski all the time. But they do have the chocolate. They probably just don't eat the chocolate like we do. They probably like, oh, this is Swiss chocolate. I got to be very, very careful with it. It's so delicate and it's so fancy that I'll only eat a little piece. Whereas with us, I mean, we gorge. I'm not too sure. All right. Now, of course, life expectancy also, it wasn't so much obesity and cancer. It was also car accidents, gun violence, drug overdoses, alcohol abuse, etc. And, you know, they also looked at underinsured. But, we got to do a little bit better job. We have to do a much better job with that. That to me doesn't fly. So let's get the Dr. Dahlia Show out there a little bit more, right? Okay. I'm keeping my men alive and healthy. We need to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study came out saying patients are rarely told about medication errors. They said even though most medication mistakes did not harm patients, researchers found that those, if they did happen, were more likely to happen in the ICU, and the ICU patients and families were less likely to be told about the errors than patients in other hospital units. Well, that's pretty scary. They say the most surprising finding was what we do about them, at least in the immediate time around when they occur. They looked at 840,000 voluntarily reported medication errors. Okay, so then you know that is a huge underestimation. From 537 hospitals between 1999 and 2005, I was out of the hospital training by 1999, so nobody could blame me. The researchers found that the ICUs accounted for about 56,000 errors. All right. Most of the mistakes, 98%, did not lead to a patient being harmed, but those that did were more likely to happen in the ICU. You want to know a mistake I made? I don't even know if I should really admit this. I don't mind though because I'm open. I had a patient who needed a pap smear, and it was a patient who was a physically challenged patient. I believe she had a cerebral palsy, and she had, I believe, a spinal lesion. And many people couldn't do pap smears on these women. And I, in residency, earned a reputation of being able to do these pap smears. I could lay these ladies on their side. I could from different positions, be able to do it without hurting them. And I had inserted the speculum into what I thought was the proper orifice. And this woman apparently had a larger urethra than a vagina. I've never seen this. And so I inserted the speculum into the urethra. Now, she didn't feel it. Apparently, she had a spinal cord injury. Nothing happened to her. No bleeding, bruising, nothing. But I just think of that was probably one of my biggest errors. And I told the nurse that brought her, I go, this went into the urethra. She had a catheter in there because, of course, she had a spinal cord injury. And she said, oh, that happens all the time because she has a big urethra. That was a huge, that urethra was, I mean, if I, that, the opening was the size of, avocado. I've never seen a urethra like that. Probably lack of nerves, innervation, lack of elasticity down there. So that was my mistake. But I told the nurse, I go, just to let you know, I hope she doesn't have any bleeding, but I stuck the speculum in the wrong hole. And she said, don't worry about it, everybody does it. Luckily, the lady wasn't in pain, because I would have really felt even more bad than I did. Okay, you see, I have no problem admitting my mistakes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Real quickly, doses of Ambien and other sleeping medications need to be halved for women. Starting this week, the FDA has announced that it's going to require the manufacturers of Ambien, generic Zolpidem, to recommend, rather than the 10 milligram Ambien for women, 5 milligram, and in the CR version, rather than 12.5, 6.25 of the CR milligram version. Apparently, the dose apparently is too high. Just way too high for women, and they seem to get tired the next day. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Lisa on the line. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
I've got a question. Mm-hmm. My mom is 85 years old, and recently I had her in ER for an allergic reaction. They gave her Benadryl and steroid, of course.
Okay.
And so the pain wasn't going away. She's red-banded for narcotics. They want to give her fentanyl.
Whoa.
And I said, no, it's a narcotic, is it not? It's an opium.
Why would they? Was her pain that bad?
Well, she was very itchy. Very, very uncomfortable, and there were pretty good, you know, there were hives going up her back. It was a delayed reaction to sulfur drug.
Oh.
It took about 4 days.
Yes, yes.
So she was in pain, you know, uncomfortable pain. So they wanted to give her fentanyl.
Yeah, I mean, in the ER, I've given morphine, you know, because it's easily accessible, and we've used morphine on heart attack patients. You know, fentanyl is strong. That, to me, sounds strong. And if your mother wasn't in that much pain, that is shocking, you know, because there's other pain medicines that they could have given her that was that would have been, you know, less severe. That is crazy.
The thing you were talking about mistakes is that she was red-banded, no narcotics, or IV. She gets violently ill.
Wow, so even despite her allergy, whoa.
Correct. And then in the same hospital when she was getting a port put in, I asked the doctor, what are you giving my mom? And I said, you're going to hang something for her infection. He got kind of looked at me kind of crazy. Yes. And then I said, what else? He says, fentanyl. I said, what about the red band in the chart?
Right.
I mean, I don't know how to convey to these people. And then they get smarty pants. They say, are you in the medical field? I said, no, but I know what my mom can't have a narcotic.
You know what could kill your own mother. Yeah. Oh, Lisa, I wish I could talk to you more. We're coming up to the end of the show. But you honestly, this is what I have to tell my patients. Your families are going to be your best advocate. And as a family member, you need to be right on top of it, double-checking everything. Thank God you were there. Well, I hope your mother gets better, and I'm so sorry that happened to her. All right, guys, looks like the show is already over. I'm so sorry. Don't forget to follow.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
sources, bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and it's so easy to use, you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails to keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.